For this homily, I was going to comment that usually at the start of every Mass, we experience something that may be considered unpleasant. I wasn't thinking about the crackling of the sound system, but that was added unpleasantness, I suppose. So I apologize for that, and we pray that we'll kind of go be smooth sailing with our system for the rest of the Mass. The part that occurs essentially at every Mass that I was going to point out is what we call the penitential act, in which the priest invites people, after just greeting people in the name of the Lord, to think about our sins. That seems kind of odd. It's probably not the first way you would think to greet people. Hello, now let's think about the worst things you've done in the past week. But why is that? Why is that? Because in doing so, we are practicing a crucial virtue that is necessary for the Christian life. We practice the virtue of humility, which is necessary for us to grow in a true life-giving relationship with God. That is why at every Mass we ask ourselves, we acknowledge our sins before the Lord, and not only that, we also acknowledge His mercy, His forgiveness, and place our confidence in His desire for us to become saints. We live in a culture that can be very much denying of evil or denying of personal fault or sin. Maybe perhaps the thought being is that if we think less of our failings, that we would perhaps feel better about ourselves. But we cannot escape the truth of the matter. Just as a patient who faces some disease cannot ignore that, we ourselves in our own spiritual lives must honestly appraise the state of our spirituality, the state of our relationship with God and with others. And yes, that even includes those moments in which we fall short. And so we hear in our gospel today this convicting parable of our Lord, comparing between the Pharisee and the tax collector. For those of us who've grown up going to church, we may know this parable quite well. We'd be quite familiar with it. We know that the humility of the tax collector was what allowed him to be justified, whereas the pride and the self-righteous comparisons of the Pharisee prevented him from leaving justified. In our first reading today, we heard in the book of Sirach how the lowly prayer, or the prayer of the lowly one, pierces the clouds. And it does not stop. It does not rest. It does not withdraw until its prayer is answered. That is the kind of attitude that we are to have, recognizing our lowliness before God. However, perhaps our fear when it comes to acknowledging our loneliness, acknowledging our vulnerability, is the fear that others may take advantage of that. And perhaps sadly we have experienced that in our own lives, especially with other human beings, in which people may take advantage of the fact in which we've shown a little bit of weakness, which we've acknowledged some fault and then it's taken advantage of. And we may project that fear upon our relationship with God Himself. However, this is part of the good news, that God loves us so much, has created us for goodness, and is resolved in His plan that He does not take advantage of us. He does not exploit our weakness or our vulnerability as some excuse to cast us out of His presence. Rather, we proclaim Jesus Christ, who came to earth, died on the cross, and rose from the grave for our salvation, so that we may enter into that eternal and life-giving relationship with God, who is our Heavenly Father. Jesus came to proclaim liberation to the captives, in which we can know that God loves us unconditionally, with no strings attached. And His love for us is so great that He desires for us to become saints. that is to experience the fullness of life that comes from being in right relationship with Him, the freedom that comes from being and living out the fact that we are beloved sons and daughters of a heavenly divine Father. And so we approach our Lord with humility. This humility also tends for us to show mercy towards others. Look at what was at the core of this Pharisee's prayer. It was one of comparison. Thank goodness that I am not like those other people. Perhaps we found ourselves falling into a similar trap in which we, perhaps based on our own human nature and ego that desires satisfaction or a sense of accomplishment, are willing to, and are seeking to compare ourselves with others. And maybe in other areas, to think that we are better than others. Or thankfully that person is worse off, so at least there's someone who's behind me in the race. But in the Christian life, it is not about that competition. It is not about clawing to the top or trying to get that person or trying not to be last. Rather, it is that humble trust and confidence in God. To approach our Lord with humility is to acknowledge that He alone is perfect. He alone is the source of all goodness, truth, beauty, love, justice. And we, in our finiteness, in our weakness, in our brokenness, fall short. But this humility also acknowledges that great plan of love from God, so that we can place our confidence in that. We seek to approach in this Mass to receive our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament, reminding ourselves that Jesus came among us to be with us and to not abandon us. He is with us as the Good Shepherd. And so, as we seek to receive help from God, we must also acknowledge our need for His help, and hence those prayers of humility. Hence, we begin this Mass, and really every Mass, with a reminder of our sins, of our spiritual disease, and our need for healing, and the possibility to find that salvation. Also in Mass, in a few moments, we will pray together, Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Some people may also find that off-putting, thinking that we are trying to dig ourselves further into the dirt and say that we are good for nothing and unworthy. The beautiful thing is that our worthiness comes not from us, not from the way in which we can construct a system of righteousness and make it our own, but rather because God has made us worthy, that He has looked upon us with love and mercy and calls us up. And beyond this Mass, we can look forward to living out this relationship with God, especially in the context of His church. God has given us sure means for us to encounter His grace, especially the sacraments, sacrament of the Eucharist, also the sacrament of reconciliation, moments of mercy in which we can come before the Lord with humility and with confidence and receive His help. Receive His love, and be restored to fullness of life. And as we seek to say yes to God, we try to avoid the pitfall of giving us ourselves too much of the credit, of thinking, oh yes, I've been so faithful to going to reconciliation. I've been saying my rosary every day. I've been doing this tithing and this and that. And if we say that these are just check boxes for us to fill out, for us to earn salvation, or to get the stamps punched into our passports, as it were, we are missing the point. Rather, all these things that we do are but responses to God in humble relationship with Him. And so, if we find ourselves going through a tough streak, we found ourselves thinking, you know, in the past I was so good, I was so faithful, I was so consistent, and now I've been hardly able to get some consistency. I keep slipping back into an old sin. Let us not be distressed. And instead, turn to the Lord with confidence and say with that tax collector, humbly, have mercy on me, O God, a sinner. We approach our Lord in need of mercy, in need of healing, and today we seek to say yes to him because our Lord has said yes to us.